is always something to celebrate. We do have wins. We do have our beautiful mistakes. But this we can bet, there's always something to celebrate. This is Lizana Kafu and you're listening to Chai Convo.
Hello, my name is Ronnie Charles. I'm an all-round audio creative and storyteller with a love for content that pushes our culture and creative ecosystem further.
My name is Charlotte Makala. I live in Dar es Salaam and I identify as an artist.
Yo, yo, what's up? My name is Jordan Wilson Zabron, better known by my stage name Fivara. I am a Tanzanian hip-hop artist, songwriter, producer, and entrepreneur based in Mwanza.
Hi, my name is Mariam Sibeye. I'm a storyteller.
Yeah, my name is Prime George. Known as Joe Dreamer. I'm a fashion model based in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania.
Habari. Naitwa Medi Maubaka. Mimi ni msanii wa sanaa za uoni.
Previously, I've developed and worked in music, live events, and films in various capacities. And currently, I spend most of my time working at Ubongo Kids as a radio producer, building the radio department across different functions. This is from research, pre-production, production, through to broadcast and adaptation into multiple languages. And the end goal here is to educate kids across Africa. I'm also a co-founder at Sauti Stream, a platform for live performing artists on YouTube. Here we aim to represent a more diverse and talented group of artists from Tanzania, and we aim to grow to Africa and across the world. And sometimes you can find me performing for audiences, mostly in the peninsula.
I'm a writer, poet, content creator, and voiceover artist. I've written scripts for radio and film and performed poetry, and I've lent my voice to Swahili animations and documentaries. My contribution to the culture in Tanzania is to showcase our diverse forms of self and collective expression.
My way of adding to the art and ecosystem and culture ecosystem is through the way I share my art form with people. This is what is going on right now in my society, or this is what happened in my society, or this is what will happen. Apart from that, I've been networking with my peers a lot so as to collaborate and see what we can get through out of this music thing. And apart from that, I've been an inspirational musician to my fellow musician and also my fans. Like, the way I've been doing my music, the way I've been consistent with my rap career, you know, it has been a great thing to do. So that is one of the ways that I've been using to add to the art and culture ecosystem. My opinion is, artists have to learn, have to get educated more about the art form and the music business, so that when we share our art form, it inspires, it entertain, you know, it reaches a certain amount of people out there. So that's my 2 cents or 3 cents, I think. Thank you.
My contribution or my opinion about the arts and the, you know, culture ecosystem boils down to two things. I think, number one, I think that we exist in this world to feel deeply. I think we are creatures who occasionally think but always feel. And I think because we are so consumed by the things we think about, the only place we get to truly be alive is when we're feeling. And the mediums through which we allow ourselves to feel freely, without judgment, without fear, is through art. Whether it's through painting or writing or dancing or whatever craft you have, I believe that the art is the way that we chose as a human system, you know, as human beings. It's the It's the way we've chosen to truly be honest and free from the mental tyranny of quote-unquote everyday normal things. And the second thing is, on my opinion, is that I think that we are so consumed by creating that we forget to simply enjoy the process. I have lately been extremely fortunate to be around a lot of creatives, and one thing that keeps ringing back for me is how almost all creatives are sort of consumed in the actual creation and not really in the process of it. What that means is, like, you want to write a book, you're so consumed in having a book, you're not really focused on how you're feeling while you're writing the book. Or you want to write a song and you're consumed by how people will think it will sound, if they will like it, and not actually focusing on how, you know, what you want to say. I think that we try to think our way into making art, and that often hinders us from being honest and authentic in our artistic outlets, and I don't think that's a great thing. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, number one, arts and culture, this is how we live, this is how we get to feel and be authentic. And number two, you can't do that halfway. You can't just simply try your way through making art. You have to bleed your way into it. You have to fight and struggle, and you have to feel the process. You can't tap out when it gets hard, or mentally check out when it gets uncomfortable or painful or awkward. I think we all need to bleed into our art, and I hope that we all can do that before, you know, in our lifetimes, you know.
I believe I add something to the culture of the art through being vulnerable and having that new mindset of creativity. Yeah, it can be from anything inspiring. It can be from a walk down the road. It can be from the streets. It can be from the voices I hear. It can be from the history that's given me a room to create. I believe creating starts from where you are and what you believe in, and then you can share it to the world and see the outcome. So you expect other people to get a reflection of it. You cannot get the whole sum of people, but you can get some people who reflect to your story. So for me, art is all about visioning and put your thoughts into others, you know. So for me, as a fashion model, I try to be on the course of trying to show my strengths, my creativity through art. I think that how I can say on my opinion how I can add to the culture and art in general. Thank you.
Mara nyingi msanii wa kazi ya fasihi huatoki nje ya mipaka yake, hivyo nami mara nyingi huastoki nje ya utamaduni ambao unaonizunguka, na si utamaduni mwingine, ni utamaduni wa watu wa pwani, watu wenye lugha yao, Waswahili. Mara nyingi kwenye kazi zangu najaribu kuportray, kuonyesha namna moja ama namna nyingine ni jinsi gani utamaduni wetu wa Kiswahili pamoja na lugha yetu ya Kiswahili na maisha yetu ya uswahilini yana nafasi moja ama nafasi nyingine katika kazi zetu. Hivyo wanatumia nafasi hii kuonyesha hadhira ambayo wanaikusudia na ile ambayo iko nje ya mipaka yangu waweze kuona ni nini ambacho mimi wanakiwasilisha katika kazi yangu ya sanaa. Ni hayo tu ambayo mimi huwa ninafanya katika kujazia kacha yangu kama msanii wa kazi ya fasihi. Asanteni.